everyone. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and call to order the Coburn Town Council workshop meeting scheduled for Monday, February 27th, 2023 at 6:30 p.m. Kathy, if you'll do a roll call vote.
Carlos Collins.
Here.
Jeff Kaiser.
Here.
Devin Tate Mooney.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
All right, it looks like we do have everyone present. So at this time, I'm going to ask Mr. Steele to lead us in an invocation, and please remain standing for the pledge.
Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for this very day that we're in, that you blessed us with, and we thank you for life and health and strength. We thank you that you've allowed us to come together as a town council, and I pray that you would give each one of us and collectively wisdom and understanding of the things that need to be done here in this town, and help us to move forward, not backwards, but move forward. And I pray that you would just be with us in our decision making, and help us to make the proper, correct decisions. And we ask these things according to your will, in Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Play ball.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is public expression. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested person is welcome to come forth and state your views concerning the town. Please state your name and address, and limit your comments to 5 minutes. Is there anyone here for public expression? Seeing no one out in the audience, I'll go ahead and close public expression. That'll bring us up to our next item, the approval of the agenda, which can be amended by majority vote. Mr. Sergil, tonight when we're going to do our FOIA training, or
it can be. I think that'd be as good as any.
So does that just need to be an agenda item? Or?
I don't think I brought the packets
We can wait and do it at the next.
If we could do it at the March meeting, that'd be
at the March regular meeting or workshop, does it matter?
It does not matter.
Make sure.
And you have no calendars.
I think it probably make more sense to do it at the workshop meeting.
Okay. So on the 27th, that will be fine. I'll make myself a note. I was just thinking it was tonight for some reason.
I did too.
We discussed it, and I had my packets ready to go, and I did not bring them.
So. Okay, that's all right. Okay, are there any additions or deletions that we need to make to the agenda tonight?
In your packet, I included the resolution. Y'all look at it. I'm going to put that on our whole business and left it off the agenda.
For the one act?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Have you reached out to Mr. Burke?
I did not.
Okay. I'll
see. We want him here March.
Yeah. The only thing is the date will just have to be changed to March the 13th on the resolution.
Okay. I'll just put in our some review and make sure it's what
you. All right. So we'll plan on doing that at March's meeting.
It's 9-time state champion.
Yes.
This one says 8.
Does it say 8?
Yep.
Yep, it's next to last.
Okay.
It's 9 at the top. But
it's 9 at the top and then 8 at the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, any additions or deletions to the agenda? Hearing none, I move that we accept the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second to accept the agenda as presented. Do we have any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we have an agenda. First item on that agenda is fire department, and I do not see anyone here for the fire department. Mr. Williams, do you have anything to report from them?
I do not.
Okay. Do we have any questions to relate to the fire department? All right. Next item B, police department. I do not see a representative here from the police department. Do you have anything from them?
I don't have anything from them, but they've put in a request today. Transmission may be going out in 601, the blackout model.
Okay. What was the one last time? Was that the transmission in a different one?
The both the marked cars was transmission. The one was placed first, and then the second one went out, and now this is the third one.
Got a lot of money in them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hopefully the new ones will get here sooner rather than later. Do we have any update on those?
I talked to them on Friday, and right now we're still, they're still looking at start the bill and have done by April.
Okay.
Within April.
Do you have anything to relay for the police department?
Water plant now.
All right, hearing none, we'll move on to C, water plant. I do not see Mr. Markham here today. Do you have anything from him?
He called me a few minutes ago and said he wasn't going to be able to make the meeting. He advised me to let Joe know that they crunched the numbers, the system's been changed over, and this is the first numbers of the new being everything. It was 26 gallons less
loss rate.
Loss rate, thank you. Loss rate.
26,000, 2,600.
26 gallons per minute.
Okay. All right. Do you have anything else from the water plant?
I do not.
Okay. Do we have any questions for the water plant? All right, next item on the agenda is D, Town Manager Report, Mr. Williams.
I think we're here for public expression.
Are you guys here for public expression?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll open it back up in just a few minutes. We've already gone through.
All right.
Mr. Williams, do you have anything?
Yeah, I've been trying to contact Mr. Larry Saddle.
He's in the hospital.
He's in the hospital.
He's real bad off in the hospital. They put him in the cardiac unit yesterday. He's had peritonitis. He's had two surgeries.
I would suggest open forum not to discuss so much personal
She health. Sent an email out to every teacher at the school.
Okay. That's why I can't find him. I talked to Raphael about the park with the concrete possibly, and he is actually out of town right now. Won't be back till next week. And he said when he gets back in town, he will give me a call. We'll set something up to meet out here.
Okay.
The backhoe that has been ordered, and right now it's looking at mid-March.
Okay.
I've talked with RD, Rural Development, and right now we have been okay to purchase the cars and mount the backhoe. So we can still do either pay it once we receive them, then they will reimburse us. Depends on the timeline and how everything falls. Either way.
Okay. Okay, you sent out to Lenoisco a comprehensive plan that was last updated. I think the date was on it 2017.
17.
I think so. How often is that supposed to be updated?
5 years.
I think we need a committee.
I thought it was 17.
If it was 17, then we should. It probably needs to be updated.
We need to do the committees.
Let me look. Yep, August of 2017. So that was from the Planning Commission.
What? Yeah, because I think the council actually didn't get that till later.
Well, there was two of them that went, and the first one was rewritten, and then this
one that Jibber did.
Mm-hmm.
So, like Sharon said, that goes back to the committees and making sure that those are up to date. Of course, this does have committee members on it.
There's only, I think, two left.
I would suggest reaching out
to each one of these
commission members, asking if they're still willing to serve and get an application in so that they can meet and get this going. Like I said, Lynn Wisco wanted a copy of this as far as working with us toward the sidewalk grant. They wanted that to be included to adopted with this, the recommendations for that. So you have this. If you could reach out to those members this week, please, and give us an update at the March regular meeting if they're still willing to serve. Last Thursday, I think it was Thursday, the 23rd, Sharon and I met in person, and Jimmy called in virtually. We had a meeting with the Virginia Department of Energy in regards to some upcoming funding opportunities that they are hoping will be able to help the town of Coburn. There was two different pots. There was some AMLR funding and some BIL funding that the Coburn is on the list. Correct me if I'm wrong, Sharon.
On the front page
of the list for the BIL money for the
Creek
from Banner to town to the park
and Meadow Street
and Meadow Street's water issues, flooding issues.
And so, there's a possibility of grant money availability to be able to cross over and replace sewer lines and manholes that overflow when the creek overflows if it goes down in I-9. They're not real sure, but they're going to try to make that cross to where it would work and help pay for sewer lines to help with their problems coming from Banner.
So they are working on that. They were going to do some research on their end and get back to us. As far as the AMLR funding, there are several different opportunities that the town may have, and when that money comes available and that process starts, we're supposed to send out an email so that we can gather information and to choose what type of project that we would be interested in.
One of the projects that they wrote down on, watched him write it down, was to redo the pool for the one end there where the zero entry could go in. That's part of that, and they're more about doing some recreational things and stuff in the community to do that. And then the other monies, they really want to be able to improve our revenues in the town. So there's a lot of money there to look into industrial sites if we had one, or other outdoor adventure type things that we could get into.
Does that pretty much sum it up? All right. Questions for Mr. Williams?
I changed books. I don't have my notes. I know. It's a new one. Did you talk to anybody about the pool filters?
I've actually been in contact with quite a few people. Some of the main things that they had is the volume of the pool.
Mm-hmm.
The best I can figure out, that's 138,000 gallons.
135 is what they told me, but yeah.
If you do the measurements and how they told me to figure it out. And the one pump, this one place didn't think it was going to be large enough. That THS series 42.
Mm-hmm.
The ones we have right now are 36s. And this
and that the, one is that one that's long.
Right. This is the minimum.
Okay.
So
we need to go up one.
Stick to the minimum, or plus I need to go out there and get the pump size too, make sure the pump is large enough. Because they recommend every 8 hours that 138,000 gallons should be recycled.
You recycled through there, yeah.
Every eight, so I've got to verify the size of that pump. And I just found that out today, so. And also, Raphael's going to get with them for the pool service there.
Okay. Any other questions? No, none other than the rumbling of the max.
I know.
Okay. If we think of something, we'll come back. Okay.
So.
All right. Public Works, Mr. Livingston.
Nope, not mine. Just pull it out. Gotta push that button. Not you. It's you, no. Maybe it was you.
No, what happened to you? Jeff, is this for the place?
Yeah.
This is A, if you want to cover it. No, Jeff is up here.
It's for the place.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Okay. For tonight, we replaced the sump pump under the depot. We went and fixed a 2-inch blow off on Flatwood Road. We repaired a leak on Kale Avenue and put in set. Repaired a leak on Kaiser Street. Repaired and put in meter box and turbos. We went and turned fire hydrants around at the Cultural Arts Building where big holes would fit on towards the fire, towards the building. That's why Cliff wanted us to do it. And we went and repaired the leak on Rock Ridge Road. Went and put in about 20 to 25 water meters. And we did 80 work orders. That's all I got for tonight.
All right, questions for Mr. Livingston?
I noticed the old trash truck sitting out on the lot. Is it back in service?
Yeah, it's back in service.
So
they're going to start driving it. They're going to be switching out a week at a time. Well, that's a work order.
I was like, I don't need no work order. Good job on getting that finished, though.
All right, do we have any questions for Mr. Livingston?
Let's see, who will be installing this, Jeff, this heat pump?
I think I know a guy that can put it in right there. He's pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
So, have we heard, we'll just go ahead and cover this as B, purchase of a heat pump for Lay's building. Since we're talking about it, we might as well go ahead and cover it now. I know that the Lay's building was going to meet and see if there was a portion that they would be able to pay toward this. Have you heard anything back from that?
No, I hadn't heard anything back from Shorehound.
I talked to them. They had a meeting and they come up with, right now, roughly $500. They're looking at I believe his name is Sanders, that's local here too.
Mm-hmm.
And he is, says he can put one in for $3,600. The side downside of that, they contacted him back today. In total, Mike and I told them that if they wanted that one, he has to know before tomorrow and has to be paid up front. If not, he's going to put it someplace else. So Lee's building is asking if we could cover the cost of the heat pump. They bought the last two.
So this heat pump that they're looking at, what kind is it? What kind of warranty? Do we know anything about it? That's the only thing.
And this one right here, I think it comes with a 10-year warranty with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is the whole thing.
Yes, the outside unit, inside unit.
A split heat strip with a breaker. Yeah. There's a lot included in this. So.
Heat strip.
That was just their little bit. And they had this one too, that Jeff just gave us. But the Sanders was the lowest one.
But is it, are we, without having that one to look at, do they compare equally?
Can't answer it.
This really isn't a voting meeting anyways, unless we turn it into a special call meeting, so.
We'll be outside to let you know.
I mean, we've ordered several from this. Is this the company that we've always gone through?
Yeah.
Yep.
Have we had any issues that we're aware of?
Nope. The only one that we had problems with was the one that at Apex, but it was under warranty and they come and fixed it right off the bat.
When I talked to Deb last week over another issue, we kind of discussed this heat pump. And she shared, right now we're okay. She said that it's not something, you know, the sooner we can get it replaced, the better. But she felt like if we could get it ordered and something through the next couple of months before it gets real warm, that they should be okay. So I would suggest putting this on the agenda for March's regular meeting to be voted on. I know the other guy said that he needed an answer tomorrow, so if that's not still available in March, we'll just go with this one. Does anybody have any objections to that? Nope. Okay. Do you have anything else for us?
No, sir.
Do we have any questions for him? Thank you, sir, for your hard work, you and your crew. I will say thank you all for coming up last week to the school to help with smoke testing. That resulted in them tearing out a wall in a bathroom and fixing a leak in a pipe that I'm sure has probably been there for 10 or 15 years because the smell's been there forever, and now it's gone. So hopefully that's a good sign. Thank you. All right. Next up, the Lane Group. I don't see Mr. Mullins here. Do you have anything from him?
I do not. Right now, well, let me take it back. We received a check from Pat Valley Bank to pay a couple of contractors, and Rural Development sent it to us, but it's roughly half, about a third of what the overall dollar amount is. So Lane Group asked us to hold on to that check or put it in our system. And not to pay anybody out until RD can come back and give us the rest of the amount.
Okay.
And let me say one more thing I forgot to tell you all that. The banner section, water line, being completed, we dead ended the old line, so everybody's out there is on the new line now.
Where at?
At Fort Hamm.
Okay.
So we haven't got to you, but it's you from you. The bank, you all were talking to a bank last time?
I've not heard anything back from the host that sent me some information on that program. I've not received anything.
Okay. Anything else from the Lane Group?
No.
All right. We'll move on to Treasurer Clerk, Mrs. Sharp.
Tonight's report, I've included the copy of our total accounts payable due of $20,919.90. The interim accounts payables for $364,723.31. That included checks for the water system improvement project. February 13th regular meeting minutes will be distributed with March 13th council packets. Our posted cash balance as of Friday, February the 24th, was $306,109.69. We had $82,825.86 in outstanding checks, less our accounts payable due of $20,919.90, leaving a balance of $202,363.93. Since I prepared those reports, we've had two additional deposits. Friday's deposit was $488.45, and today's deposit was $1,021.35 for a combined total cash availability of $203,873.73. The copies of the total cash availability report for the month of February current and the cash comparison report.
All right.
Looking at this, we got those external defibrillators in.
Yes.
Have we distributed them to the location?
Not yet. I'm in the middle of setting up training. I talked to a gentleman today, and what he's trying to work out, if he can get all the equipment, not have to purchase or rent some extra equipment, then we'll just have to pay for the cards. But the cards themselves is $20 a piece. So it'll be $20 per person as it stands right now.
What's the date for that?
I told him to get with me. If he can get all the equipment he needs and the cards, then I'll set up a date for that.
Okay, sooner rather than later.
All right.
Do you have any questions for Mrs. Sharp?
Nope.
Mrs. Sharp, do you need anything from us?
No, sir.
All right, thank you. Next item is the attorney report, Mr. Sturgeon.
You know, it's been a long day because I said I didn't bring the packets, and then I thought about it, and I did bring the packets. So I would like to go ahead and do the FOIA training today.
We're moving pretty fast.
Because we're moving fast, and we've got, you know, with the agenda, I think it'd be a good day to do.
Okay. Before we do that, do you mind we had somebody come in late for public expression?
That'd be perfect.
All right. So I'm going to open up public expression, and Jeremy, if you want to come on up, we'll hear from you.
Just brought back, just bringing by the total numbers that we're running between all three counties. Not sure if that helped out any, but it kind of give you an idea of what we're doing down here.
Okay.
And that's just for the last quarter. We haven't started with the first quarter of 23.
Okay. So, all right.
And I think we're pretty close to the numbers that's in the last quarter of 22.
So after you left, I had some questions because you're at our town council. Have you gone to Clintwood town meetings?
We go to the Board of Supervisors meeting occasionally.
But have you requested money from Clintwood, the town?
From the town? Mm-hmm. We don't do anything in town. Oklahoma.
Any questions? I'll pass this around. Do you have anything else for us other than that?
All I wanted to do is just drop out.
All right.
I listen to y'all have a blessed evening.
All right, thank you. Mr. Sergeant,
yes.
Back to you.
All right.
Do we need to put that on the agenda?
You know, I don't think it has to be, but at the same time, it's got to be recorded in the minutes that four-year training was done. So I don't know if it'd be easier for you to put it under my report or whether it's a separate agenda item.
That's fine.
Okay. I think that's fine as long as it's listed okay. there. Because it just has to be recorded in the minutes that four-year training was done. And I just thought you can just pass those around because I didn't need it.
Will you pass that back?
What do you mean? Oh, the EMS thing.
All right. And what this is FOIA training. And again, it's required by Virginia Code. It's supposed to be done in the first couple of months after an election. Again, there's no penalty for non-compliance, but I, like I've always told you all before, I think it's really important that you stay up to date on the training as far as what's expected of you all as local officials in order to make sure that we're code compliant and doing what we need to do. FOIA is a short version of the Freedom of Information Act. What that means is FOIA is generally governed how local public bodies conduct their business. It also regulates public's access to local government records. And there's a general idea that if it's a public record, then there's disclosure of that. Now, there are certain exemptions that I'll go through in a minute that also meets the criteria under FOIA. But first and foremost, the reason behind FOIA is to make sure that government is operated in a transparent manner and to ensure that Virginia citizens have the ability to observe how their elected public officials are conducting public business. Now, what's classified as a meeting? A meeting is where there are three or more members of a public body together conducting public business. It can be any informal assemblage of three members. However, just because three members are together doesn't mean that that's automatically a meeting. It has to actually discuss business and specifically town and Coburn business for us. If there's just three members of a public body together, again, that's not classified as a meeting under Virginia law. For meetings, as on page two, all public meetings shall be presumed open unless an exemption is properly invoked. So what that means is that we can't exclude members, the public, from being in any of our meetings. There are closed meetings that we do for specific purposes. In order to invoke those, you have to invoke the specific clause in order for a closed meeting, and it has to meet that criteria. I'll go over that here in a couple of minutes. Again, number of public officials needed to constitute a meeting, for us it would be three, which means that if there is discussion one-on-one of public business under Virginia law, that's allowed, if there's two. But if there's three, it's got to be a called meeting. There has to be notice under Virginia law. As far as what notice is required, it's what's For a special call meeting, it's what's reasonable under the circumstances. I think in our town charter, we've got 24-hour notice. We've generally tried to adhere to that. But again, under Virginia law, it states specifically that it's what's reasonable under the circumstance, which is very subjective, but means that if there's a true emergency, you can meet right then. If it's something that could wait 24 hours, then Yeah, you need to give a notice, giving as much public notice as you can in advance. For a regular meeting, it requires a 3-day notice in order to be done. Generally, what we've done in the past is obviously hadn't given public notice as far as when our regular meetings are, which is, are the second, fourth Mondays. And by doing that and having that out there, letting the public know when that is, then that's sufficient notice for the entire year, and that's permissible. What's included in a notice? The notice must state the date, time, and location of the meeting. Again, for a regular meeting, it must be posted at least 3 days before the meeting dates to take place. And for regular meetings, it's you can post it with a single notice with the information for all the meetings for the upcoming year. Again, special emergency meetings, notice reasonable under the circumstance, and this is important, the notice must be given to the public no later than when it is given to the members being called to attend. So that means that when a notice for a special call meeting is issued, it also has to be issued to the public at the same time. Meeting minutes, those are required to be taken under Virginia Code. Minutes must be written and include the meeting's date, time, and location, along with the attendance, summary of discussed matters, and any votes taken. Also, draft minutes. Technically speaking, if there's draft minutes requested, somebody does a Freedom of Information Act request for those draft minutes before they're approved by council, technically those are void. There's a lot of confusion sometimes that whether those are subject to FOIA or not, and whether those are working administrative working papers, and technically under the FOIA council, that is not. The draft minutes are FOIA-able even prior to approval by council. Recording meetings. Citizens have an absolute right to photograph and make video or audio tapes of public meetings. Council may not meet in a location where recordings are prohibited. And all of that is basically the same as what we covered in years past with our FOIA training. The one difference that I'm going to cover tonight, and again, it's not a big difference, but electronic meetings and the way those are conducted, they have softened up the rules dealing with electronic meetings since COVID, in order to be able to have meetings held through electronic means during a declared emergency. And so if there's a state of emergency now, you can automatically have a electronic meeting, over telephone, over the internet, through Zoom. However, if you're having a public meeting such as that, which we did under COVID and under the new rules that were established for COVID for a while, you have to make sure that the public has access to the information as far as for calling codes to be able to still provide public comment and public participation in the meetings. And again, we've utilized that exception in the past during COVID, but that's been updated to directly allow that, which was permissible then too, but here in the last few years. Meetings held through electronic communication means when there's not a declared emergency. And in that, if there's a public or if there's a policy enacted by the town council, that allows public or participation by council members using remote participation, and that is allowed, However, the member who's participating electronically has to notify the chair that they will be participating electronically. And then at that meeting, their participation to participate electronically has to be approved at that meeting prior to the conducting of public business. What's permissible to attend electronically, and it's here in section B of 2.23708.3, which is the member has a temporary or permanent disability or other medical condition that prevents physical attendance, a medical condition of a family member that requires them to provide for care. Member's principal residence is more than 60 miles from the meeting location, and then also allows to attend the meeting virtually due to a personal matter. If there's a personal matter, you can attend virtually, but no more than 2 meetings per calendar year or 25% of the meetings held per calendar year. So rounded up to the next whole number. So basically, for personal matters, it allows 2 meetings per year to be done electronically or virtually. Now, as far as case law and Attorney General's opinions, Supreme Court opinions, dealing with what is classified as a meeting, because there's sometimes some misconceptions of what that actually entails. And there was a 2004 Supreme Court case that ruled that council members emailing each other not create a meeting for purposes of FOIA. And so what that means is if there's a group email with 10 people on that email, or all council members on that email, from town manager, town attorney, town clerk, and that's sent, and then even if it's replied back in, you know, reply all, and again, I'm not saying that that's the best way to conduct town business by any means, but at the same time, that's what they did in this case. And the Supreme Court said that that was not a violation of FOIA. Obviously, if somebody FOIA'd the emails and it didn't deal with a personnel matter or something like that, that would be subject to FOIA the content. But it was not a violation of FOIA as far as classified as a meeting. Even though 3 or more members were participating in the email chain, there was not such quick messaging back that would be classified as a meeting for purposes of FOIA. Now, so that would generally involve emails. Text messages would probably be looking at a different matter as far as that. If there's a group text message chain and council members were texting each other within every 30 seconds or something like that, as far as reply. But that's not ever been tried. It's just the email chain that's out there. As far as voting, all votes must be made publicly. There cannot be any secret ballots allowed. Technically, votes can be taken in closed session. However, any vote taken in closed session is non-binding and then must be voted on in open session in order for it to be legally effective. Closed meetings are to be conducted for only specific purposes. After the closed meeting, council must reconvene an open session to certify that the closed meeting was legally carried out pursuant to 2.23712D of the Code of Virginia. As far as typically used used reasons for a closed meeting, generally personnel matters, real estate, consultation with legal counsel pertaining to actual or probable litigation, consultation with legal counsel regarding specific legal matters, And then occasionally there might be an award of a public contract involving the expenditure of public funds that, if discussed in open session, would cause issues as far as for awarding that contract, and therefore that can be discussed in closed session as well. When going into closed session, I think it's important to be as specific as possible, listing the general provision as far as what you're going into closed session for, as well as the specific code section number that you're going into closed session for. Again, when you come out of closed session, you have to do a certification for that under 2.23712D of the Code of Virginia. That vote confirms that the meeting was held for purposes allowed by the Act, and that while in closed session, only those matters identified in the motion to hold a closed meeting were discussed. If a member disagrees that that was accurate, he must state how the closed meeting did not satisfy the requirements of the Act before the vote is taken. Records for under FOIA, it sets out what is a public record and what must be disclosed. The general rule is that FOIA, those records are open to inspection and copying at any time. Somebody can do a FOIA request, both written and orally. It's not required to be in writing. Once a request is made, the public body has 5 days in order to respond. If those 5 days are not available in order to, or not able to respond within the 5 days with that information, you can request an additional 7 days in order to respond, in order to allow a sufficient time in order to respond. If it deals with a, and this is a new provision of the law, if it deals with a criminal investigation, used to, those files were confidential, but you could not request that. However, if the case is closed now, it does allow for the allowing somebody to obtain those under specific purposes. For instance, if the person is claiming a habeas corpus action against their attorney, there are specific provisions that do allow for that. And if there's an extension of the time requested in order to provide that, the public body has 60 additional days instead of the 7 in order to respond. The town's also required to have a FOIA officer. In this case, we've got our town manager as our official FOIA officer. So if there's a FOIA request that comes to him, he has 5 days to respond. If he's got specific questions about the request, he almost always reaches out to me about how to respond. Generally, there are types of responses that are done. Again, it's either to provide the records, obtain 7 additional days to respond, or claim an exemption to all or a portion of the request. Exemptions for FOIA requests, the most used exemption by far are typically personnel records. But also exclusions to the chapter are records dealing with public safety, records related to administrative investigations, any sort of educational records, health and social services records, proprietary records, trade secrets, written advice of legal counsel, and also work product compiled specifically for use of litigation or in an active administrative investigation concerning the matter which is under closed meeting. If a citizen feels like there is a violation of FOIA, they've technically got two avenues that they could seek. One is they could file a suit in circuit court claiming a FOIA violation. The other, they could file suit in general district court claiming a FOIA violation. A FOIA action may commence in the name of the person, even if the plaintiff's attorney acting on his behalf who made the original FOIA request. Unlike a lot of court cases that seem to be drug out for a year, 2 years under FOIA, the General Assembly's made it a very streamlined process where the case actually has to be heard within 7 days of its filing. So that's got priority on the docket. If there is a violation, if the court finds that there is a violation of FOIA, they can fine up to $500 or between $2,000 and $5,000 for any subsequent offenses. For there to be a violation under FOIA, the court would also have to find not only was it improper, but that it was a knowing violation, which means that you knew that you were in violation of what was being done, that you knowingly took an action to violate it. If there are injunctions or if there are repeated violations of FOIA and repeated actions, then the court may award an injunction to prevent any further violations. And that's the general overview of FOIA. It's really, a lengthy document that's in the Virginia Code with it. It's probably a couple hundred pages. What I've tried to do with this in the past, really condensing it to what's applicable to us. If you all have any questions, you can contact me anytime in regard to FOIA or anything, obviously. But I do want it documented in our meeting minutes that this training was done. Also, something that I cannot provide is the ethics training, and that's supposed to be done as well every 2 years, and that's online through the Virginia Ethics.
And that's not a if we want to, that's a we have to.
That's a we have to.
Do you care to send us the link to that?
I absolutely can.
Thank you.
I will do.
Do you have anything else for us, or was that all from you tonight?
That's all I've got.
Do we have any questions for Mr. Sturgill?
Probably the fellows that have been here a couple of times, the banner thing. Mm-hmm. Have we reached a conclusion? Do we call them?
Have you heard from their...
Yeah. I've not heard anything from them. I thought that was kind of where we left it.
Yep. I got the call.
I thought we told them that we were going to... You may have contacted them. The last time they were here, we told them that we would look to see who owned the property and get back to them. Have we done that?
No.
So we probably need to do that.
Okay.
See who technically has ownership of the bridge. I don't think it's us. But...
Correct.
We just need to, if that's confirmed, we just need to reach out to
them. I've looked at it, and based on what I could find under property records,
it belongs to VDOT.
Right. And I honestly thought after that our meeting last time that was decided the town manager or somebody
was going to call. Yeah, right. Jimmy. Hey, I think you were just waiting to, or have you already called him?
No, yeah, I was waiting to make sure.
Yeah.
So Corey, power attorney, he's double checked it. We don't own it. Whoever the owner is, which is VDOT, they need to contact them.
Well, I don't know if it's VDOT, is it?
It's Commonwealth of Virginia that owns that property.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Anything
and
else?
And if he would like to come down and look at the pictures that you have.
That you shared with us, you can share those with him.
Then my phone's going to ring.
Anything else from Mr. Sturgill?
I've got an alibi kind of with on the contracts. Hillcom.
Mm-hmm.
I forward information to them, the information that we got together, and
they forward it back to their loggers, so it's getting
Okay. All right. Anything else? Let's move along. New business A, purchase of a service truck for public works. I see we have a picture here included in our packet.
Yes.
And there was a price somewhere.
Price sheet floating around.
You do. That's the price of the last sheet of the agenda.
Yeah, mine's not stapled. Mine's just... My packet is not stapled together, so my papers fall out.
Really?
Yeah.
I must have ran out of bullets.
So, is this the only truck that we found? This only one around?
That's the closest one to us that I can locate. It's 71 miles, I think it was. As far as for new one, there's a bunch of used ones. Anywhere from 19 down.
And this week, sorry.
I checked with the Virginia procurement system. We are outside the window to order anything. We'll have to wait till next year if we do that route. So this is one of his commercial sales out of West Virginia, which is brand new trucks sitting on a lot.
Right. Especially with this kind of money, I prefer to have several quotes for that said vehicle from three different places.
Regardless of how far away, I guess, or we could at least
within
have it
reason,
for,
you know,
reason.
I wouldn't. I think we've gone quite a few places to pick up trucks and vehicles over the years. So I'd like to have some more quotes to go with this.
Purchased vehicles from,
yeah.
And they didn't have any service trucks on
them. Right. Did they say they could order them and how long it would take to get them?
They were talking about it won't be till next year.
That's probably the truth.
Because they ordered theirs off contract as well, if I understand.
If you could try to see if you can get some more
quotes,
quotes on that.
And what is this to replace?
The van?
Is that the van that was going out?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thinking of the van, I see it at Town Hall a lot anymore. Is there a reason that they're coming in Town Hall?
They come back and pick up work orders.
Is it because Jeff's not available to come and get them?
No.
Because I don't remember when, but there was a time we had said that the only person that should be going in and out of the building is the boss, and he's sitting right there. And I've just gone to by the building. You know, I use Backstreet all the time because that's where my house is at, and I've noticed the van there quite frequently. And there had been some issues in the past with people coming in the office, and I'm sure you were there at that time those things was going on. And we hadn't rescinded that. And
well, I mean, I have no poor policies. Anybody can come to the office.
If
the staff members,
if they're picking up work orders, Jeff is the guy who is supposed to.
Well, that's fine too, but there are some employees of the town. I'm not going to deny them access coming and talking to
them. Okay.
If it becomes an issue, then I will take care of it.
Talking to you is good, but I think when it's time to pick up the work orders, Jeff should be the one that's distributing those.
And Jeff makes that decision. When he's busy, he's got other people come and pick them up for
him. If that's the train of command, I'm fine with it.
Okay.
But I just don't want it to become a hangout spot and I'm not doing my job because I'm hanging out. Or, and not even just in your office at the time that this first was an issue. It wasn't the town manager where they were hanging out. And it was, I don't even think that employee is still here.
I've got a question.
Yep.
Say if you were having a problem as an employee,
Could you write them up? Who writes them up, you know, as far as give them a warning?
In what department?
The head of the department.
I would think the...
I'll do whatever one says, please.
But shouldn't Jeff have control of his department?
Jeff and we are in communication with it. We do it together.
Because I would think that...
It should come from department heads, so...
Yeah, that it should all be Jeff's. That's part of his job title, I think.
And that'd be like you and your girls in the office that work directly under you. That would, if you have an issue, you should be the one that's writing them up for whatever. And same for the police department. Should be Chief Brooks. The water treatment plant should be Brian.
Yep. Anyway, that should be the way it is. I mean, it is everywhere else in the world. Whoever the department head is the one who is the closest to most of the situations that take place. And yeah, that's a can of worms. Anyway,
when those situations occur, I'm full of work.
We've done covered B.
Anything else about the service truck? All right, we've already covered B, the purchase of heat pump for Lay's building. There is no old business. Do we have a reason to enter into closed session tonight? Okay, all right. That being said, that brings us to council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins.
No comment.
Mr. Kaiser.
None tonight.
Mr. Steele.
None tonight.
Mrs. Steele.
I do. I am so proud of our basketball teams, boys and girls. The boys run regular season tournament, or regular season, and they lost out in the next level of play. The girls played in Lebanon the other night and was beat by Burton, which was the fourth time we've played them this year. And we are now second in Division One down here, and we are in the Elite Eight. The girls are in the Elite Eight. And we'll be playing Friday at 7 o'clock in Carroll County High School. If anybody would enjoy a trip to Carroll County, we will be there and hoping and praying that...
Where's that?
Like, Withful.
I've been Pulaski and Blacksburg.
Yeah, we're on a road trip. Norton will be hosting at Pryor Center and Wise, East Montgomery. And if they beat East Montgomery and we beat Fort Chiswell, we will meet back with Norton again. And then we win. We're three games from the state finals. So they're doing good. So I appreciate them and what they're doing and encourage everybody that can. If you see them little girls out here running around, give them a high five because they're doing a great job representing our area. Southwest Virginia is being well represented. That should be. I sent you pictures and stuff.
Yeah, it's on there.
I haven't seen it. Tell you, I go down Back Street all the time. I never see Front Street. But anyway, and I appreciate Jeff and all he does every day out here in this weather that's been beautiful spring. And Jimmy, I thank you. Will, I know we're a pain, but especially me, you know. But I don't want to go to jail. So... Anyway, I'm done.
All right. And I will just say I thank everybody for what they do for the town. And that being said, I make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you very much.